Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Hub Walker. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Owen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bucky Harris. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting third. The left fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rine. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Walker reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Warsler reaches second base with a double. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to third. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a pop-up towards first. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walker bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Oliver. McManus reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Warsler strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski hits a fly ball towards left. Rothrock settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Rothrock. George Juhl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juhl is 0 for 1 in the game. Juhl hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Walker moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pickering is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney bunts towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sweeney moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Rhein moves to second. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell bunts towards the mound. Juhl fields it and throws to home to get Sweeney. Rhein moves to third. Berry moves to second. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rhein scores. Berry scores. Russell moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Warsler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Oliver moves to second. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bucky Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers won. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 2 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Oliver strikes out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Warsler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 3 in the game. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 3 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dale Alexander pinch hits for Bucky Harris. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.